Stories Podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon, and it's time for the 100-word story weekly challenge number 131. I know each and every one of you is just crazy, leg-humping happy to hear that it's the weekly challenge. This is what people dream of. Lots and lots of people writing really, really short, crazy, weird stories. And that's what I think the weekend is all about. And you can listen to this while mowing your lawn, while running from the cops, while flying, while you flap your arms and you try to fly. Anyway, the music that you're hearing right now is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Check him out. And let's find out who goes first this week. And that's the winner of the previous weekly challenge. And that's Justin Lomaster of Space Turtle. And I'm not going to make the sound this week. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to ruin the surprise for you. This is something that when I get my little, 4-gig thingy to put in the BlackBerry, this is going to be my ringtone. So, Justin, I want to say congratulations. And if you want to find out where his site is, go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Here is Justin.
Meow, Space Turtle. This is Justin Lomaster with today's 100-word story of madness. The topic is asylum. The title is Crazy Cat. This story is not for those who are faint of sanity. What are you in for? I didn't do it. I didn't make the flames. They say I did. Criminally insane? I'm harmless as a baby kitten. Yes, a baby kitten. Mew. Well, I know for a fact you're not a baby kitten.
Meow.
No, you're not. Why are you here? Same reason as you, buddy. You mean you didn't do anything? Are you a kitty too? Oh no. I'm innocent, but you aren't. And it's your fault I'm here. My fault? Because I'm stuck in your silly head. I didn't think you'd actually do it.
Yes! I like it when baby kittens go bad. Thank you, Justin. The text for the stories can be found at the show notes, and these, of course, are at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I don't know how many times in my life I've said that, and there are probably folks that are saying, why did you ever let 100wordstories.com go? You should have grabbed it for yourself. We don't want to say that naughty little word. Yeah, I know. So many people get so fed up with the word podcasting, but you know what? Leo Laporte and, Adam Curry, fuck them. whatever. Next up is this is when we bring in the rookies, if there are any. They listen to me, whine and bitch and moan and fill the gaps between these stories with all sorts of nonsense. And this week is just the same as any other week, but we do have a rookie, and this is Ashley. And she comes to us from, Deimos and Phobos. Those are the two moons of Mars, right? I can't tell the difference between them. I know that one is kind of upscale and hoity-toity, and the other is kind of, the other side of the tracks kind of moon. But one of those, I don't know. The postmark is kind of rubbed out and didn't leave a return address here. But Ashley really likes my website, and she's giving it a shot. She has no way to record it. So what we're going to do is we're going to get somebody to record it for her. Here we go.
So, I'm going to visit the asylum again. At least they asked nicely this time. Otherwise, I may have decided to vacation somewhere else this year. Besides, I really like the asylum. After all, this is where the well-adjusted people are. Of course, all those sheep and ants scurrying to and fro out in the so-called real world think they are balanced, but myself and a few select others know differently. Hopefully the service and hospitality will be as good as my earlier visits. It'll be nice to intermingle again with the people who are fully sane. Just like me.
Thank you very much for that story, Ashley. I have no idea who that was, but they had their bags packed and they just, you know, headed out the door. Maybe I can convince them to come back and read a few more stories. Now that we've gone through the rookie for the week, this is a blast from the past. His name is Kolek, from the Collective. He had a whole bunch of stories and weekly challenges before, and then he took a break. He went on a spiritual journey. Well, folks, he's back. And he's had a few life changes, and he's ready to share them with you. Welcome back, Kolek.
I'm back. I'm living the good life. M's in with my boys. Sporting a fresh brown Armani with matching Gucci shades. Getting into fights. People turning their heads. Later each night, getting hit. Pushing on 24 Sumitomos. My SUV thumps the ground with 15-inch subs. Alternating between Yokes and Zanzibar, Old Lounge and all those other clubs. Well, not exactly. The Rolex wasn't real. The Armani was borrowed, and my SUV is 12 years old. Still better than 2 years ago. Still fly. My homies got my back. My boss cashed in the bank. Yeah, I'm called Kolek. I'm back, bitches.
Okay, let me check the checklist here. He's got hip. All right. Does he have hop? He's got hop. He's got it. Welcome back, Kolek. Glad to hear that you're doing good. And you know what? In these financial times, in the times of economic difficulty, 12-year SUV, hold on to it. Hold on to it. Even if it's really a minivan and you're calling an SUV, if it's going to last that long and the repair bills aren't that much, hold on to it for a few more years. You know, the trade-in value is not going to go up. You know, there's going to be, you know, the car lots are going to be glutted. And Armani, just a little much. Yeah. Next up is Eva Moon. Eva Moon. I like saying it that way. Moon. Maybe she's going to start doing it that way like, you know, space. Turtle. Anyway, here comes Eva Moon, and she's got another story for us. Let's hear it.
Hello, this is Eva Moon with another entry into the 100-word story contest. The theme this week is asylum. And here is my exactly 100-word story. Joe, I swear it was the strangest thing. I was in the middle of a lecture and suddenly a wild-eyed woman in a straitjacket materialized out of thin air. Quite a few ghosts haunt this university. Ghosts? Yeah, it's true. This place used to be a state mental hospital, didn't you know? The Eagles wrote Hotel California about it. I didn't know that. So many of the inmates who died here hang around that the university even has an admissions policy for them. Admissions policies for ghosts? Yeah, you can audit any class you like, but you can never leave.
Everybody loves a good ghost story, especially around Halloween. Thank you, Eva. Her album is still coming. And by the way, speaking of albums, I know Christmas is still like 2 months away, but when Christmas comes, you're going to get a whole bunch of iTunes cards. Let's face it, you're going to get iTunes, you're going to get Amazon, but I'm going to focus on iTunes here. You can get a lot of gift certificates for iTunes. And I'm going to see, don't go buying, you know, oh boy, the new Madonna album. Oh boy, Britney Spears is out. Fuck them. I want you to think about local independent artists, like Eva Moon. And her album is up on iTunes, as well as a bunch of other people who share their music every day in Second Life. And I'm going to be posting more about this, but the idea is I'm going to collect up a catalog of all the Second Life musicians in iTunes. And saying, when you do get iTunes credit, think about using the credit on their music and support them. Because, and I'm not saying, you know, go out and get 10,000 iTunes cards and hand them out and say, you better get this. No, it's just, if you do get them, don't waste them on spoiled scum like Madonna, Britney Spears, like the people who have taken you for granted, that expect you to pay $200 to go to a concert 6 hours away and sit behind a concrete pillar while everybody else is enjoying the show. And just think about it. Anyway. Next up is Almost Schumann. He is back. And did he record this? No, of course not. He's keeping his voice secret. Turns out he's actually Barack Obama. Yeah. Yeah, he's actually writing stories for us. No, he's not. He's telling a big story to the country. You believe it? I don't know, but let's see if you believe this one by Almost Schumann. Or so he says.
They came on a moonless night. By luck, not design. The waves lapped gently against the shore, but the boaters could hear it from a distance. It whispered, "Asylum." The roar of a Coast Guard engine startled them. They hunkered down as a searchlight swept over their craft. They were tempted to swim. Wetfoot, you go home. Dryfoot, you can stay. They trusted luck. In the morning, immigration agents found a boat on the beach. A dozen styrofoam coolers lashed together with twine. An agent kicked at the boat, and a piece broke off. "They earned it," he said.
Thank you, Almo. Almo. I'm going to get your name right. Almo. 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 Okay, that's good. Next up is Mike. Now, I just love the click. Oh, every week, I wait for that click. I want to hear that click. I want to hear it right now, in fact. So, I'm going to put that as a loop on my desktop, and you guys can listen to the story. I'm going to listen. Click, click, click.
Hi, this is Mike, and this is my entry for weekly challenge number 131, Asylum. The newscast had reported the utter devastation of the towns of Asylum, California, and Pennsylvania as a macabre coincidence. He'd spotted the telltale signs, though, and had been horrified, knowing he was to blame. He had left a message denouncing the regime and declaring his intention to cross over and seek asylum. Apparently, his intention had been mistaken for a literal destination, and the enforcement fleet had been dispatched through the portal with orders to destroy him and his hiding place. Overcome with guilt, he knew he must act. Unfortunately, his suicide wasn't in time to save Sanctuary, Texas. Well, that's the story for this week. I hope you liked it. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you for the click. Ooh, I love it when towns get wiped off the map. It's just the idea of, you know, people going through all that effort, you know, making sewers and, you know, power lines and figuring out the garbage collection. You have to figure out the best routes for garbage collection for a town. And it's constantly changing, constantly expanding, constantly moving. And then boom, all gone. It's just kind of, you know, kind of just all that effort, all that work. Oh, man. It's like when you stack pancakes real, real high. And then they just, you've stacked them. Maybe you should put those on a second plate. And the tower of pancakes starts to lean. And you're like, I don't know, I haven't even got butter and syrup on them. Boom. Pancake tower falls. We are living in the age of the pancake tower. And they keep stacking it higher and higher and higher. Next up is Philip. He's back. This is the same Philip, right? The one that I was supposed to name something else, and he's given up. He's going to go by the name of Philip, and that's a perfectly good name. I like it. So here he is. I could say Narvel Joe, but here's Philip's story.
Hi, this is Philip. I've given up on trying to go by Narvel Joe or Intergalactic Terrapin or anything like that. So this is my offering for the weekly challenge, number 131, for the word asylum. My story is called Interspace. Elner Styloid, clan chief of the Alecranon process, glanced up from his desk. A harried guard informed him, "The distal interphalangeal epiphyses have entered our system. Their vessels are forming up in the glenoid fossa." "Attack on the dorsal interossei will be next," Ulner concluded. "Naturally, they will come to us for asylum." He pondered the back of his hand, then cracked his knuckles. He spoke to the guard. "Tell the interossei they may land their vessels on Tibial Plateau and inhabit the length of Vastus Lateralis." Ulner Styloid smiled grimly. His nemesis, Vast Deferens, would arrive soon. Thanks for listening. If you go to our website at www.notpodcasting.yet, you'll notice we've added a PayPal link for those of you who have requested how you can support mimerescue.org. We guarantee that any money donated through our site will be used solely for the relocation of homeless and otherwise abandoned mimes. Thank you.
Cool. I'm just, I know I should just say Narvel Joe, but I'm just, dude, you just said Olacranon. You can say it smoothly. I can't. Dude, Olacranon. Awesome. I'm going to look up Olacranon. Hold on. I'm going to look up the word Olacranon. Alright, the Olacranon is a large, thick, curved eminence situated proximal end of the ulna in the forearm. It faces anteriority when the arm is supinated. It is bent forward at the summit so as to present. Just look up Olacranon in Wikipedia, And you're going to see where the it's the tip of the ulna. It's the, you know, right up there. It's, you know, it's the elbow joint. Very cool. So thank you, Norval Joe. I know, better never than late. Next up is Jeffrey of Great Heights. If you're looking for where these people are normally at, you know, when they're not hanging out here, go to the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You're going to see a bunch of links, the ones that they sent me. And then on the right side of the page, you're going to see a whole bunch of links. You're going to think, these are all the people that don't write here anymore. What am I writing here for? What am I writing here for? Come on, Jeffrey. Give me a reason.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story. This is week number 131 with the prompt of Asylum. I call this one The Asylum for the Criminally Sane. Some vile things happen at the Asylum for the Criminally Insane. But what I like is the Asylum for the Criminally Sane. Those people are crazy. Not crazy insane, but crazy as in their incomplete control of all their faculties, but still totally out there. There is nothing like that place. I go there and just listen to the people. In the insane asylum, you get screams and crying. At the sane asylum, all you hear is whispering and the gentle scratch of chalk on the blackboard as they figure out the meaning of the universe. This has been Asylum for the Criminally Sane. If you enjoyed this story, please go out to greatheights.blogspot.com. No, you know what? Stop. Hold everything. Lawrence keeps saying, hey, I'm going to write a story for Great Heights. I haven't seen anything yet. If I can manage to do this,
and raise 7 kids, and homeschool those kids, and hold down a full-time job,
and my own site, I'm sure you can write something.
It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be perfect. It could be 100 words and imperfect. I usually get one edit.
So, the gauntlet has been tossed.
And for all you people out there that are listening to this, this doesn't just apply to Lawrence. This is you too. Okay, sorry. Back to it now.
If you enjoyed this story, please go out to greatheights.blogspot.com and join in the challenge. Join in the challenge!
Don't forget to read the other stories as well. And until next time.
Okay. All right. So you're trying to be my muse by throwing down the gauntlet. All right. Maybe I should write a story about throwing down the gauntlet while I'm up in Tomball this weekend. Yeah. I'll write something. Like I always say I will. I've got to write something for you. And I've got to write something for this whatever thing that Cristiano, Will, and Phil are doing so that they can reject it. It's a story about a man who is the cosmic lockpick. I'd tell you more, but that would give it away. Thank you, Jeffrey. Next up is Guy David. He does the music for the beginning, the end, and this story. And what he's not going to be doing, he stopped doing the 16th, and that's kind of sad because I like, you know, the blinky dinky dinky dink. You know, that's kind of, I keep saying that I'm going to use sections of that. I barely even use the special theme musics that he sent me for stuff, and it sounds the same. And y'all have heard that so many times in my stories, and you haven't heard the variety of them, and it's bad of me. So I'm just going to keep doing it. Here's Guy David's story.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy of Night Guy, the podcast that has its own special brand of an explicit tag. Or as Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast sometimes call it, an idiot tag. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now, I have for you part 17 of the Chirapa. Enjoy! Dave the Hacker was sure now that Bob belonged in an asylum. When he came with this crazy idea that the Chirapa were real aliens, he just shrugged and started working on tracking them. Harriet was his best friend, and the least he could do was to help that crazy husband of hers. He was an avid listener of the Chirapa podcast, since Harriet turned him into that. But he knew it was fiction. He was surprised when he actually found something, so he pinpointed it for Bob on his Google map. Bob smiled and pulled out an army knife.
Thank you, Guy. And just remember, every podcast has the idiot tag. Not just his or yours or mine. Every single one of them. Next up is Anima Zabaleta. She's hiding south of the border. I'm not too sure which border. It could be just any border, or maybe even a border's books. I know I've used that joke before. I don't have any original jokes. I just wrote down all my jokes when I was 14, and I just keep coming up with them over and over, occasionally swapping out words when, say, you know, Braniff Airlines went under, and I started using Continental. Yeah, but other than that, they're the same old, tired jokes. Here's Anima and her story.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 131, themed Asylum. This story is called Seeking Asylum. It was late, but Isabella had made it to the church. In a panic, she pounded on the door. Socorro, Padre! Please help! The Federales are after me! How could he not let her in?
You will have to stay here in the church. Please, sleep quickly. Do not open your eyes until I come for you in the morning.
Brother Theodore was bound by church law to provide asylum, but he was not sure that a night here was better than facing the Federales. Slowly, he walked down the center aisle, preparing to snuff the candles for the night.
Thank you, Anima Zabaleta. You're wondering why Nardo hasn't been meowing. I haven't been saying his name much while he's in here. He's sitting right here. Yeah. He was asleep on the couch, and then I bothered him, and was like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, why are you picking me up? Why are you pinching my tummy? Then I, like, did the blanket monster thing, where I put this great blanket over me, and then I grab him, and I stuff him under the blanket. And then as he tries to, like, wander out and escape, he's not like, you know, I gotta get out. No, he's like, meow. What? No, I'm telling the story. No, I get to tell the story. You can tell all your friends on your podcast your version of the story, all right? Okay. Next up, as we continue this weekly challenge and ride it straight into the ground, is Steven the Nuclear Man. No, if he wants to write for your podcast, he can contact you on your own email address, all right?
Asylum. I slam against the gate of the American embassy. The Marines watch, ordered to keep the gate closed. I plead, beg, but they raise their M16s at me, and at the policemen chasing me. One pursuer, groaning, loses a rotting finger. I recognize the female Marine. I had begged her for safety for my merely political crimes, back when the police just wanted to torture my flesh. She slides a revolver with a single bullet through the bars. A tear slips down her dusty, expressionless face. The hungry police shamble down the street. I salute her and raise the pistol.
Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. I like saying that. Stephen the Nuclear Man. That could be a topic, I think. You know, the Nuclear Man. That could be a topic. Maybe one day, that will be the topic. I didn't even do a Halloween topic. I didn't force, like, oh, by the way, folks, Halloween topic. Because, like, everybody in their podcast is like, ooh, Halloween's coming up. Let's do a topic on that. And then they don't produce it and get it out there until, like, November. You know, like The Simpsons. This Treehouse of Horror bullshit. They put all this stuff together and then they have it after Halloween. I'm sure there's some sort of inside joke. I'm sure that I could look up on Wikipedia or something why they do that. It's not funny anymore, you know? It's already time for Thanksgiving. And you're still creeping people out. Tom? I know you want to take a break from all your little MIDI's tunes and like, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Fine. Here's Tom's story.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Challenge updates. Guide goes Diamond Jubilee, moving into the top 5 past Ellison. Planet Z is at 98% contribution level. Anima Zemaleta ends a string of 33 stories in a row, which is the 4th longest run. Steve the Nuclear Man enters the top 10. Justin moves to position 15. Mike moves to 22. Elmo moves to 25. And Jeff moves into the top 30. Tonight's story is called A Man of the People. The gates at Bellevue lay their shadows across room 412. Within, the man who would be president sat very still, strapped to the wall. The winter of 2020 was the coldest on record when the patient in 412 stopped responding to his name. From then on, he would only react when someone said, "Hey Joe." That's Joe the plumber to you. The Asylum was the home to a number of other American politicians like John McCain, Dan Quayle, and someone named Rudy. Who would have thought a libertarian named Walzerbacher could have taken out B.O. in 2012?
Yes, you have to be crazy to want to run for office in an environment like this. You also have to be crazy to be from galaxies and galaxies away and yet brave the cold interstellar distance to share a story like this.
Little Bobby is crazy. He gathered up bricks from a construction site and made a prison for his sister's dollies. No, not a prison. These dollies weren't just criminals. They were criminally insane. An insane asylum. Mr. Potato Head had identity issues. G.I. Joe's post-traumatic stress disorder left him with incurable rage. Stretch Armstrong? Far, far too accommodating to survive in society. A pushover. That left Barbie to diagnose. What was it she did? She kept locked up in here. Like clockwork, Ken visited every week. Through the glass, Barbie would scream, "I will cut your tongue out!" Poor girl.
Thank you for listening to today's 100 Word Stories podcast, Weekly Challenge. The topic this week was asylum, and a whole bunch of people have poured their hearts out to you and shared their stories. Now it's time for you to go to the show notes, read the text of their stories, go to their sites and learn more about them, and vote for the stories that you think were the best of this week. That's at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Every day, a new story. In fact, there'll be one tomorrow. It's The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln every Sunday until we get to episode 100. Anyway. Thank you to all the people that have shared their stories this week, and I look forward to you coming back next week. The topic is about to be posted, so you can check that out and start dreaming up your stories. And remember, Jeffrey Haidt has challenged you to write a story of any length, maybe 1,000,000 words. Okay, maybe not. And remember, NaNoWriMo starts November 1st. Get your ideas together. You don't have much time. Okay, so there wasn't a Halloween episode this week. You know, I'm sick of Halloween. So, okay, it's time for Arbor Day. Thank you all for listening. And you know what? As always, keep it brief. Closing.